There's more water always in Northern California versus Central California, so how would the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act impact growers there? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. We're speaking with Franz Niederhauser, Colusa County Farm Advisor with UC Cooperative Extension. He's looking at almonds and walnuts in his area. Regarding SGMA, will it be an issue?
I think so. I mean, we're not in a situation in the San Joaquin Valley, but this year water deliveries from the water district were 50% of contract. So lots of wells being used, and water quality in those wells oftentimes is not as good as the surface water. We're certainly not in the situation as the west side of the San Joaquin, but at the same time, it's not particularly a good rosy situation in the Sacramento Valley on the west side.
Niederhauser said most of the orchards in the Durham and Chico areas are all on wells because there's not any surface deliveries.
When you get down to Gridley, you know, along the Feather River, there are some irrigation districts. But the Chico area, they're all on wells.
And being all on wells is going to impact them severely when the big hammer of SGMA hits in 2040. And more tree nut news. It was earlier predicted that the California pistachio industry would hit 1 billion pounds this season. But because of chill hour problems over the winter, the new estimate has been adjusted downward to 900 million to 1 billion pounds. And growers are warned to look out for late season navel orangeworm pressure. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.